This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and I'm joined now by investigative reporter Lee Williams. How are you doing, sir?
I've got one you will not believe.
Okay.
Now, I know you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
But you simply won't believe this one. I didn't when I was first told about it. It took me a while. Last week, just down the road in Punta Gorda, Florida,
right,
a judge told Lisa Merrick that if she didn't renounce her Second Amendment rights, give up her Florida concealed weapon or firearm license, or basically her carry permit, and remove all firearms and every single round of ammunition from her home, her husband was going to go to prison.
Her husband?
If she did all that, basically, and she wasn't charged with anything, Bill.
Right.
She was not a defendant. But if she failed to comply, her husband could have served 19 months in a state prison. If she complied and told the judge that she'd get rid of all the guns, he would walk out a free man and be sentenced to probation. Here's a direct quote. "You have a choice," the judge told her, "your husband or your guns." To which she replied, "Can I have a minute?" it just boggles the mind what some of these activists in black robes will do. You know what I mean?
I do. How is that even legal?
It's not. Mr. Merrick, her husband, Ralph, he's 60 years old. He used to work for the DOT. He fell off a truck, injured his back years ago. This is according to his son. He became addicted to pain pills.
Right.
But after, which, I mean, there by the grace of God go you and I.
Right.
And everybody else. And then Florida is one of the states to make it more difficult to obtain prescription painkillers, so he turned to street drugs. His son said of his father that he is the face of the opiate crisis.
Nice.
I'll just let that sink in.
Yeah.
In April of last year, his addiction, he had a crisis, okay? Charlotte County deputies were sent to his home at like 1:38 in the morning. At the report of shots fired, they got there and they found that the home across the street had been shot at twice. And he'd also shot taillight out of a Mercury Montego. I don't think that's a crime. But they found 19 shell casings, 40 cal and 45. And they seized three handguns.
Okay.
When they got him to the hospital, and they found, quote, numerous illegal drugs in a system, including cocaine.
Right.
Several neighbors said that he was the shooter. They saw him walking around with a gun. He was charged with felony, shooting into a vehicle or a dwelling, and a misdemeanor, criminal mischief under 200. They took all the guns at that point from his home, not just the three that were used in the shooting. And like a lot of people, he had a lot of antiques and collectibles, including a very rare Colt 1911. I don't know all the particulars on that, but it was worth a bit of money.
Sure.
And he had a matched pair of .357 Magnum revolvers with consecutive serial numbers.
Wow.
Now, here's an important point. Five of the guns that they took belonged to his wife, Lisa, and three of them belonged to their son, Thomas, neither of whom were ever accused of any crime.
Isn't that a 14th Amendment violation?
Yeah. Fast forward to last week. They went to the judge. Prosecutors had a no-jail plea deal. in which he'd be sentenced to 10 years of probation, but that the 10 years can be reduced down to 5.
Right.
If he completed a treatment program, attended AA meetings or NA meetings regularly, and made restitution.
Sure.
Then the judge said, and quoting the wife, the judge told her husband that he couldn't have a single gun in their home whatsoever. And the wife said she kind of made a face, you know. So the judge called her up and put her on the stand and swore her in. Remember, she's not a defendant.
Right.
Okay. And the judge told her that she could never own a gun ever again in her life. She'd have to get rid of her carry permit, and said, you've got a choice, your husband or your guns. I mean, she can't even, he took away all my Second Amendment rights, she told me.
Yeah.
She's scared to go get the guns because if she picks them up, does her husband go to prison? So now, you know, judges never respond to questions about a case.
Well, okay.
Ever.
So let me just ask you a question. Doesn't whatever the judge finds, doesn't it have to be in concert with whatever the law is?
Yeah, kind of that.
Yeah.
Kind of that. So I bugged the judge, and he went to his spokesperson. He wouldn't interview with me.
But
he did send
a wire.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. I won't defend the indefensible. Yeah. But he did send a statement over. The court became aware that Mrs. Merrick had a concealed weapons permit and may have weapons stored in the home, which would subject Mr. Merrick to a violation of probation and potentially going to prison. Judge McPhee was taking the necessary time to ensure that Ms. Merrick understood the terms of the attorney's negotiated plea, and if she was in objection, then the court would not accept this plea. Ms. Merrick was in agreement with the plea deal and pledged not to have any weapons in the home shared with Mr. Merrick, a convicted felon. Now, I went to Eric Friday, who's one of my go-to attorney gurus here in the state, probably one of the best Second Amendment litigators in the state, if not the best. And like he pointed out, it's real simple. And Mr. Merrick's family has a right to continue to own guns as long as he's not in possession. Their son even bought him a gun safe with one key, not a combination, a keyed gun safe. I mean, this kid, he said the judge was anti-gun from the start. That the judge told his mom that if it was up to him, he'd go to jail for a long time and all the guns would be locked up. I rest my case.
You know, I remember this quite well. G. Gordon Liddy,
yeah,
was a felon, and when he was released from prison, of course, as a convicted felon, he could not own any guns. However, Mrs. Liddy could.
Right.
And, I mean, he got on national radio and said, well, Mrs. Liddy, of course, she has plenty of guns, and I keep them clean, and, of course, they're always in pristine condition and ready to use. And he did that over the radio. Nobody ever said anything about that. You know, being related to somebody that gets in trouble with the law, that's heretofore not been a thing where they can disarm you, too.
Right. Right, and I'm finding out about more couples where one of the spouses is a convicted felon, and you just have to take steps that guns are not in their possession.
Right.
And one key to a safe is a pretty easy way to do that. But man, so anyway, you know, I'm a member of a couple of pretty good pro gun groups.
Well, I tell you what, hold this thought, because we're coming up on the break. We'll continue this into the next segment. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter of quite some chops. First of all, everything seems to be in life at the gunwriter.substack.com. Then from there, he sort of branches out as he goes along, and, you know, he's out there with Armed American News, which is a collaboration between he and Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, and he is the lone investigative reporter in the Investigative Reporter Project at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back talking to Lee Williams. We were just talking about a judge who said you can pick your husband or your guns. And so I guess she got backed into her corner and had to pick her husband.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I work with a couple of good groups. I'm on the board of Florida Carry, which is the statewide program group, and of course, Second Amendment Foundation. And I got to tell you, the guys at Florida Carry are not pleased by this, nor should they be. We we look at things. It takes us a while to get going. Let's just say that this case has raised a few issues. One, because it's in our state. And two, I mean, this woman has clearly been robbed of her, oh, let's just say Second Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, because this is a taking, 14th Amendment. And I could go on. So these activist judges, and then to put it in writing like he so eloquently did, the minute I saw there was a statement coming in, Bill, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got this guy, because judges never comment. But his conduct was so outside the pale, so far and away from what the law says, he had to say something.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not pleased by this happening here in Florida. And here's the big question: when you run into some cat like this, how many times has this happened before?
Now, in Florida, are judges elected or appointed?
This man was appointed by Governor DeSantis to fill a vacancy left by a retiring judge. However, they are retained by the voters every time their term comes around.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we usually elect them, but they it's an old boys club to some degree. So when a judge is usually thinking about retiring, somehow they always find a very similar guy to come in and fill the vacancy, and then they usually end up getting retained. This judge, however, has clearly shown he's no friend of the Second Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or a bunch of other ones, probably. So I would hope that the good voters down in Punta Gorda will keep this in mind when this judge's term is up and when he's has to run to be retained. Because we can't have guys like this on the bench.
No. So typically with a gun rights organization, it's pretty thin just because of the size, right? Is Florida Carrier, are they big enough to be able to go down there? And when the next time this guy is up for re-election, are they big enough to go down there and remember this and say, okay, we got to go campaign against this cat?
Yeah, by all means. We have the membership and the wherewithal, and more importantly, it's the right thing to do. So I think we're going to be raising a bit of a ruckus. But in the meantime, I think somebody needs to contest what His Honor did, because this is not legal, man. And I say again, don't you wonder how many times this has happened before and how many times he has stripped people of their Second Amendment rights? Now, we got involved, we being Florida Carry, got heavily involved in our state's quest for unlicensed carry. And thanks to the help of a lot of other gun groups, we were victorious. But this is the type of conduct is I don't think we've ever done anything like it, because no judge has been in the past this stupid to do this in an open courtroom and get caught. So, yeah, we're looking at options right now, would be my official position on that, because this is patently wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is that whole legislating for the bench to a whole other level there, where you're just making it. I mean, I would think there would have to have been a precedent for that somewhere, where you get up there and, I mean, you're penalizing the entire family for the crime of one person.
Well, the last time that the state of Florida disarmed folks, they were blacks, and it was immediately following the Civil War.
Right.
Florida passed a law prohibiting folks of color from owning Winchester repeating rifles, because they were using them for good effect and not raiding Klansmen off of their horses.
Right.
So, we're taking a hard look at this. I hope to have some news about that in the near future, because this is damn wrong, man.
It's horrible.
And, yeah, like
that's,
you said,
it's an aberration of justice. It's not even a miscarriage of justice. It's an aberration of justice. It's completely. That's not the way that's supposed to work at all.
No, and like you said, I mean, there are guys who will legislate from the bench, and we see that occasionally here, but this is a whole new level of that, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and here in Florida, you know, their kid is a great guy. What happened to their dad could happen to anybody,
right,
who gets hurt. So, and he's embarrassed as hell. You know?
Well, you know, the medical, that particular thing, that's all about the medical profession and all that other stuff. That's their fault. And it is so bad. They did it so bad. When I had a heart attack and they cracked my chest down the middle and sawed it and rolled it back and everything to, pulled back the hood to, you know what they sent me home with for pain?
Oh, God, I'm doing Tylenol.
Ibuprofen.
Oh, good Lord.
And when I would actually ask them for something, the only thing they would give me for pain was OxyContin.
Yeah, which not a fun ride.
Well, I can't handle it. I mean, with me, with OxyContin, I took it twice. And then I was just like, no, I'll just hurt. Because, I mean, yeah. I would sit there. Because you're upright. You don't get to lay back. Because if you lay back, you can't get back up because you can't use your arms. I'd be sitting there and I would go to sleep and I would feel my face grimacing and the dreams that you have on that stuff. Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's like The Shining. So, I didn't take too much of it. And, so that's not, but they would never give me anything between those two.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, when you have that happen, you know that every time you move, where they've wired you back together, that grinds against each other. That hurts. I mean, one time they rolled me over right after it happened, and I couldn't catch my breath enough to scream. I'm just laying there going, so, anyway, they gave me my pillow to hug.
Unless you've been in chronic pain,
yeah,
you have no idea what that does to you.
Yeah.
You know, the people that can't understand why somebody would get addicted have never suffered from chronic pain.
Yeah.
The pain that never goes away.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me if you will.
You got it.
We're talking to Lee Williams. He is the gunwriter.substack.com. That's well worth your time. When you go there, it will give you a chance to subscribe to this. So every time he publishes something, which is often, and everything Lee writes, you're not going to see anybody else. Everybody else is going to copy his article or reprint his article. But Lee is he's cutting the trail. When he puts an article out there, nobody else has written about this just yet. So he's actually doing very serious investigative reporting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. A member of Israel's war cabinet, former Israeli military chief Benny Gantz, has expressed concern that the time is running out for a negotiated resolution to the conflict with Hamas. Gantz also mentioned the possibility of increased military actions against Hezbollah, which has been launching rockets into Israel from the southern border of Lebanon. More than 3,000 flights in the U.S. are experiencing delays and 40 others have been canceled. That's according to the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers returning home, contributing to a bustling atmosphere at airports and on roadways. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. That's been reported by the U.S. Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending December 23rd. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. I am talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter. The good thing about talking about Lee is Lee and I both, we sort of dabble in sort of the same thing. We dabble in the political side of the gun rights issue, and we dabble in the mechanical, practical, and tactical side of the gun rights issue. And this past weekend, Lee, I came to a very stupid realization. I'm just embarrassed to admit it.
You have my total attention, sir.
So, prior to the heart attack, I had Agency Arms as a sponsor, and Agency Arms makes nice Gucci Glocks, okay? And Gucci Glocks are nice, but, I mean, you know, Glock is a standard gun. Lots of people use it. It's a very good, basic gun. It's going to go bang every time. And if you can shoot a Glock, a lot of people can't. They always do this low left thing or whatever. So prior to the heart attack, I could shoot it like I was, you know, like a sharpshooter. I could just hit whatever I wanted with it. Then I had the heart attack. They sawed my chest down the middle. And then from then on, I don't know what was happening, but then I started hitting not just low left, but like really low left. My first time back at the range, I took one shot. I could have swore I was aiming center mass, and I hit the support on the lower left side of the target. It was almost comedic. Okay.
Concerning.
Yeah. So I get it back a little bit, but I never quite get back to this thing to where I can shoot a Glock and get it in center mass. Then I got some Terran Tactical ones with these Timney triggers. Now, these are very close to a single action trigger.
As close as you're going to get on a Glock.
Yeah. So, and you know, I can shoot a single action trigger. So with the Timney triggers and with the Terran Tactical Innovations Glocks, all of a sudden now I'm hitting center mass. And with a single-action gun, I'm hitting center mass. And with Sig Sauer P320, which I got rid of all of them because of the FCU issues that I detected, I could hit center. Yeah. I could draw a face with those guns. But then we come back to Glock, and I've got so much stuff for Glock here. I've got so many holsters and so many magazines for Glock, and it just didn't make any sense not to be able to shoot a Glock.
Right.
The Poly 80s, I can shoot the Poly 80s. And what I didn't understand, what I didn't quite get, was with the Poly 80s with the straighter grip angle, right? Changed the way my trigger was hit. My finger was hitting the trigger. And I always blamed it purely on the fact of the increased angle on a Glock, which is 22 degrees versus 18 with the trifecta grip, which is on the Staccato C2, that's 18 degrees. So I'm shooting this week, and I've got a Glock 45, and it has a Timney trigger on it, and I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm shooting a Poly 80 Glock 10mm. I'm a real big 10mm fan. It's just, you know, sort of pricey to shoot the thing, and I'm pulling low left. But the guy that's with me, he's a local instructor. He's not a superstar or anything like this. He's simply watching my hands, and he goes, "Hey, Bill, stick some more of your finger in there in the trigger guard and pull the trigger with more of your fingertip." Because, you know, with a single action trigger, you don't have to worry about the travel. It's just going straight back, right?
Yeah.
So you can just stick the tip of your finger in there and just have really good control over that trigger with a single action trigger. This is the way I was handling the Glock. So then I slide my finger in a little bit, and I am obliterating the center mass in the target. I knocked the paint out of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you know how many Glocks I've thrown away since 2015? How many I have traded over the course of time because I couldn't shoot them anymore? You know, so now I've got this Glock 45 that I get up there, and I'm just tearing up the center mass with it too. And I mean, it all came down to more trigger finger.
You know, it's just like when I go shooting with Bob. Sometimes you need a coach.
Yeah.
Not another instructor, but just a coach, just somebody to watch your shooting. And I mean, I shoot a lot. I know you shoot a lot too. But, you know, it's a hell of a lot better when you have somebody there with you,
right,
who knows what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm glad you worked that out.
Yeah, me too. I thoroughly enjoyed working it out and everything. One time I had a brand new an all Glock 45. If you're going to have a Glock, the 19 is okay. I prefer the 45 for the grip, but I mean, it's the best of both worlds for me. The model 45, because you got the shorter Glock slide with the full size Glock 17 grip in it. So that's my preferred. One time I went out and I did the whole thing. I got the RMR cut. I put an RMR on it. And I was thinking to myself, if I hit low left, I'll just zero this optic.
Right.
But because of the way my finger was hitting the trigger, I never got there. My friend got out there, and he could shoot the gun like it was nothing. Like it was just gang, pop, 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 you know. Center mass, center mass, center mass. Same friend who saw my, he didn't make the, he, I almost took that, he took that gun and threw it into the woods. And the very next day, now he handed me his SIG P320, which I wish to God they would do something about the FCUs and the SIG P320s.
But I know.
He hands me this one, and it's sort of set up in the same pattern as the Glock 45, the short slide, full grip. And I just draw a face on the target with it. And the next day, I went and traded everything there. I traded everything on SIG P320s. Until then, I got a 320 that froze. Then I got rid of all of them, too. So now I'm back to Glock, and if I want to have a poly gun, I guess it's going to be a Glock. So,
yeah. And that right there is testament that we all can use some coaching every now and then.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Bob caught me not cycling my finger forward and holding it back just for a millisecond.
Right.
And not going into reset as quickly as I should. You got to come down. You got to shoot with him. He doesn't miss a damn thing.
Well, having that second set of eyes, there's no way to quantify that value. But when you develop a little bad habit, that it's just like the Doobie Brothers album. What were once vices are now habits.
Yeah.
And when it goes uncorrected for 8 years, and you sit there and you start doing, I haven't even done all the math for all the Glocks I've gotten rid of since then. I mean, the only Glock that has survived that is a Glock 19 fifth gen that I did all the stuff on. And then my son comes to me right at the very beginning of COVID. He says, "Hey, Dad, you know that Glock 19 that we shot over the weekend? That would be a really good gun if things get bad during COVID, wouldn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, well," he said, "but I need to trade you for it."
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad your kid is well-armed.
Both of my kids are. Well, I've got one son that is, he has been certified to be a gunsmith in the past, although now he's a blood career. There was no jobs for gunsmiths down here, and he's a Glock guy. He carries Glocks.
As a 17, that's what I would carry.
Yeah.
If I was going to carry a Glock. I like the 45 too, the Model 45. I can't say anything bad about that. Yeah, to each his own. It's like a pair of shoes. You can never tell another human what type of shoes they need to wear.
Indeed. 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 No doubt about it. But we are coming up on the next break. And when we get back, Lee's got him a story to tell. But, yeah, that's my testimony. First of all, if you got a bad habit, go get a second set of eyes to look at you before you start getting rid of any guns. And you may be able to solve that really easy. Second of all, if you want to stay up to date on what's going on, you need to go to thegunwriter.substack.com and subscribe. And from there, you'll find all the links. You'll go to armedamericannews.com. You go to saf.org. You'll find Lee. Lee's out there. Lee is leading the way, without a doubt. He is leading the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. I am speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams. And it's his turn now, because I always like it when it's his turn, because he's got better stories than I do.
Well, this is courtesy of our good friends at Amoland, and Dan Reedy is the author. And, you know, so many times you see these drills, somebody will write a story about their skill drill, and you need, you know, 17 paper targets, 6 pieces of steel, some sawhorses, a helicopter, and a small boat, okay? And I'm just not going to go out to the range and set all that crap up. But this one, I'm reading this and I'm like, I love this drill. Now you remember Eli Dickin, right?
Yep.
He's the hero, that took out that active shooter in that, Greenwood Mall in Indiana.
Right.
Here's the drill. You need a single silhouette target, probably an IPDA or a Q target. You place it 40 yards away. You have on your person your EDC pistol, worn concealed, one magazine loaded to 10 rounds, because that's all Eli had in his gun.
Right.
And you take your 10 shots in 15 seconds. And I love it. From concealment, shoot 10 rounds at 40 yards within 15 seconds into full-size USPSA target. At least 8 rounds must be on the target to pass. And I think this is the coming thing. This is what we need to do. Now, most people who go to the range aren't going to shoot beyond, what, 25?
At best. Well, I mean,
yeah.
See, most people look at that and they say, listen, because the average length of a grocery Lyle is 27 yards. So they look at 25 yards as their, especially with these red dot sight classes, they look at 25 yards as a good way to zero their weapons. But, you know, most people want to go to a class and they want to be 5-yard snipers, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And most instructors want their students to shoot well, so they're happy and they come back.
Come back, yeah.
take my advanced course. But this one, this is perfect. And I think I'm going to incorporate this into every single one of my trips to the range. It's simple. You don't need a helicopter or a small boat unit, you know. You don't have to drag out 30 pieces of steel. Simple, 40 yards, 10 rounds, and away you go. And I love the drill for its simplicity, but I also love it for the fact that it's real world. You know, you don't want to shoot at 40 yards for the first time when there's a target that's shooting back.
Right.
So, and I think with an optic, I think that's very, very reasonable. And I'm all in on it. Doesn't that sound good?
It does. It sounds great.
We'll have to give that a try.
Yeah.
I also heard today that they're doing some more flex in Israel to get more guns into the hands of more people. And I'm like, well, hey, that's great. Did they just kill their gun laws and allow people to buy guns and carry guns? No. IDF officials said today that he's changing it. So even a discharged soldier who lives in a qualifying settlement, even if he has not fully completed his military service, which will be included in new tests, and they'll be able to receive a license for a private weapon.
Right.
In this way, this official says that they're going to add at least 400,000 additional beneficiaries. Hey, Israel, listen to me, brother. We're all watching what's going on over there. We're all praying for you. Just get rid of all your licensing, period. Do it.
Well, I mean,
do it. Yeah. Go to unlicensed carry.
You know, I was shocked to find out that they had a better gun control regime than the Bronx. I mean, because that just doesn't make any sense to me. Because, I mean, you see soldiers over there, they carry their primary weapon everywhere they go. I mean,
without a magazine in it. Yeah.
Do they? They have to carry it without a magazine?
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen all the pictures of female IDF soldiers who are on the beach with their AR-15s. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no problem with that whatsoever.
None.
But they have it's like a big, thick, well-made rubber band that goes around the magazine and then goes around the gun to hold it to the gun. That's one of their carry options. I'm like, you know, there's the magazine well on an AR. Not a lot of people know this. That'll hold the magazine pretty firmly, too.
Yeah.
you don't need to worry about that mag falling away and losing it.
No.
You know, you're surrounded on every side by the enemy, and then they want to legislate the hell out of who can and cannot carry. I wish them
sort of dumb. It's sort of dumb. That's a very dumb approach to it, and I still to this day do not understand, especially given what they face. I mean, they go through. I mean, they try out the various terror attacks in Israel, right? Did they have one?
Right.
Wasn't there a moment where the new terrorist attack was to slam a vehicle into a group of people and get out and start stabbing them? I remember that, and I remember one guy who just happened to be one of that 1.5% with a gun license stopped one of those guys dead in his tracks.
Now think about if all of them were so armed. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah,
I mean. I sat in front of my TV for like 4 days straight watching this horror unfold over there. And, you know, we're all rooting for the home team here and praying that we get our hostages back. And then to find out that they're still making it difficult for those folks who are all in harm's way to defend themselves. I don't get that. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, hell, look at every one of their prime ministers is like a former member of one of their elite units. Bibi was in Sayeret Matkal, as was one of their other ones. You know, they understand how nice it is to have a good, dependable firearm around when the bad guys come. So I don't know why they're making it difficult for their citizens. Hell, military service is compulsory. Everybody's a veteran over there.
That's near. Yeah. That's one of those things where I sat back and I said, I would have thought that everybody qualified for that.
I mean,
it's male and female, right? What is it? What is 18 to what? What's the compulsory?
18 to like 20. I know they serve like 2 years or 18 months or something.
Right.
But still, you're getting veterans. You're creating veterans. You're creating people who know how to handle firearms and use them safely. So I don't see the issue. I know they don't have anything close to the Second Amendment, but hope, you know, if anything, I don't want to say if anything good could come out of this, because nothing good will ever come out of what happened over there. But I hope they've learned their lesson that, you know, an armed populace has a lot of benefits.
As long as they don't do it the Churchill way.
Which one is that? Take them away?
So, you know, Churchill gets out there and says, "We'll fight them in the glens and in the dales and in the streets and in the valleys." And then he looked around and said, "We ain't got no guns." So then we had to airlift 500,000 M1s to them, which they passed out. And then as soon as World War II was over, they collected them back up and threw them in the English Channel.
Yeah.
So as long as they put it out there and then just let them be, just let them be out there where they are the most of the best use, they probably would, that would probably be a deterrent because Hamas is not exactly what I would call captains courageous if somebody's shooting at them. They sort of wilt.
Yeah, and that's why they're going after all these soft targets. Because they're scared of engaging somebody that would fire back.
Have you seen the GoPro body cam footage of some of the Hamas guys that are out there trying to move around, just getting clipped by the IDF as they come into the kibbutzes?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not exactly fire maneuvers geniuses when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, but it's like they went back in time to the 1980s and bought every black crappy load-bearing vest they could find.
You think they went to the airsoft sites and said, this carries everything we need.
Yeah, this is a great vest. Can I have 10,000?
10,000 of these, please. Then they got their various AKs and stuff.
I haven't written about this yet, but I had a...
Well, we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time.
We'll save it. Save it for next week.
Save it for next week. And before, don't hang up before I talk to you after this. Lee Williams, of course. When things work out well, we have Bob Keller, and that having Bob Keller doing Think Aim Fire is a rocking good time. It's well worth the price of admission, if I do say so. I enjoy it thoroughly, but when it's just Lee, I mean Lee brings something to the game that you don't find very often. Not many people are doing what Lee does, and that's just the way it is, and that's what makes it unique and the information very valuable. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Always my pleasure.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.